Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's a matter of time. The expected U.S. retaliation against Iran-backed militants who've been attacking U.S. forces in West Asia.
A senior U.S. official telling me that Pentagon officials believe that the scope of these strikes will send an unmistakable message to the militant groups to stop their attacks on U.S. forces. But others, fearing the retaliatory strikes, will trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is trying to avoid. So there has been debate, but the strikes will go ahead, and we have learned that some of the militants are already evacuating their facilities.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Several fatalities reported in the wake of a single-engine airplane crash into a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida, outside Tampa. With House Republicans stalling on increased military aid for Ukraine, European Union leaders sealed a deal for 50 billion euros to prop up its war-ravaged economy. Hungary dropped weeks of threats to veto the measure. This is ABC News. ABC's Alex Stone says the still unsolved string of shootings on Seattle-area expressways just got longer.
In January alone, 7 freeway shootings were reported around the Seattle area, the latest coming on Wednesday when somebody in a Dodge Charger fired 3 shots at an Acura. Just like the other shootings, nobody was hurt. Trooper Rick Johnson says a police helicopter tracked the suspects, but they got away.
You don't deserve to get shot at, obviously, and we want people to feel safe on their freeways.
Police don't believe the 7 shootings have been connected. All have involved different suspect vehicles. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A group of 30 teachers and staff of a middle school in the Cincinnati suburb of Florence, Kentucky, claimed the $1 million winning Powerball ticket from this past Saturday. The Jones 30, as they call themselves, have been playing the same Powerball numbers since 2019 when they drew them out of a hat. After taxes, each of the Jones 30 will get about $24,000. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people are going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media Radio Station and on the app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. The universities of Wisconsin may not be done closing in-person classes at 2-year branch campuses.
I anticipate there will be more 2-year campuses closed down. It's going to be painful, though. I think Jay and the Board of Regents are doing the best job possible.
Governor Evers speaking at a WISP politics luncheon this week. A total of 4 2-year colleges will stop offering in-person classes after this spring. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks came back but could not score at the end. Giannis missing from the foul line with only a second to play. Mark Jones on ESPN.
You see so many players forget they have to hit the rim. It comes off, tipped out, but it goes to Brogdon. And that's it. Game over.
The final, the Trailblazers 119, the Bucks 116. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard, 25 points in his return to Portland.
You know, I came in, I was like, man, I'm actually going to the visitors' locker room. Didn't really know where I was going, honestly.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, these games are tough games. The home team always wants to beat the star coming back. That's 100%, and you can see it in their jubilation.
NFL, the Packers have a new defensive coordinator. He is Jeff Hafley, the 44-year-old head coach at Boston College, where he led the Eagles to bowl games in 3 out of 4 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and upper 20s in the overnight with a light northeast wind. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, mid-30s in the late day. Now, we will see more sunshine this weekend. That'll help our temperatures warm up into the lower 40s both days. Right now, it's 31.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, a glorious throwback Thursday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
Awesome, Crudy. Great to be with you. Hello, Nate. Thank you, sir, and our fine audience. Happy, happy Friday Eve. Is today Thursday? Man, this week's been flying by.
It is Thursday. Next week, I'm on the road, Dom. Don't forget, I'm going to Vegas with Huncha. No circus this time, fella.
Oh, see? Come on, man. You're going to splurge a little more. Where are you staying? Have you figured out the Bellagio, perhaps?
The Bellagio booked for the Super Bowl, but the MGM Grand Signature... We'll Ooh. Have my balcony suite for the stadium. It's a business trip. It's a write-off, Jerry.
So was circus.
True. Also my expense.
Yes.
Apparently
yes.
When I travel with you, I spare all expense.
Well, you save money on the booze and weed, so you're good.
I'm not sure that I will, but anyways, I'm looking forward to getting on a plane next Tuesday. I'll be reporting live from Vegas for the presidential primary Tuesday, and then a caucus Thursday, lining up some fine guests, some professor of sorts from UNLV, Dom, poli-sci guys. So we'll confirm some details, and we'll tell you about it next Tuesday when the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 brought to us, sponsored by, collaborated with our friends Chad Spade at Chad's Design Build. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
Chad, you picked nothing but the best hotel this time. It's because we didn't have a sponsor for the last time we went to Vegas, Dom. Right. Maybe if we had. So glorious day for me, Dom. For most Wisconsinites, I would think. I'll accept this Dean Phillips character, this interloper trying to put his ass on the Wisconsin ballot. And there's objections to doing so, right? And now,
yeah, man.
And now there's some new news, and you broke it to me. Break it to the audience, Dom. Tell them what you told me.
Yeah, some of the timelines here brought to us by Scott Bauer at the AP. Phillips sued too late after being left off Wisconsin's primary ballot, and the state Supreme Court should reject his lawsuit. The State Elections Commission and a special bipartisan panel said Wednesday.
It's never too late to sue. The midnight special, baby. Right. Shine down on me.
Asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to order that his name be added to the primary ballot in the battleground start after he was excluded by the state's top Democrats, who put only Biden's name on the April 2nd primary ballot. The bipartisan presidential selection committee that didn't forward his name in time, as well as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, told the Supreme Court in a joint response on Wednesday that Phillips waited too long. Phillips did nothing until the 11th hour, they said in their response filed with the court. Since January 2nd, and this was the news I did not know when we were talking about this before, since January 2nd, Phillips knew that his name had not been included as a candidate, but he didn't start a petition drive to get on the ballot as the law allows or file a lawsuit until January 26th, the filing noted.
What?
The Elections Commission. Go ahead.
I mean, must he be on Vince Lombardi time to satisfy you and the Elections Commission? 24 days to roll out a lawsuit. That's not ungodly. He didn't wait till the 13th hour. There's still time. They're just being pessimistic, Tom. Oh, too late to the party. Cinderella's already turned into a pumpkin. Not yet. Not unless they say Cinderella's turned into a pumpkin.
The Election Commission and Presidential Selection Committee said the ballots must be mailed to military and overseas voters no later than February 15th. And to meet that deadline, county clerks need to begin drafting and distributing ballots as soon as possible. They asked the court to reject Phillips' lawsuit by Friday because after that, it will become increasingly difficult each day for the clerks to feasibly get the ballots ready, delivered, and mailed on time.
By Groundhog's Day? Tomorrow would be February 2nd. I can't believe we've already put January behind us, Tom.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, predictions so far, weather predictions. You know, I'm trusting Gary Kenalty on this one. Could be an early spring, Tom.
Oh, come on, man. It was like 45 in my car today. It was beautiful, sunny out here in Milwaukee. All right, so now we know the specific timelines, Crudy. He could have acted sooner.
Phillips, he malingered. He was a little late to the party, often are. It's fashionably late.
I've very rarely in 13 years on the radio been late to the party, man. I'm actually much more timely these days since I've been doing radio because, you know, you can't just be on Dominic time all the time. You're going to miss half the show. But he had an option, Phillips.
You give me the Dominic time during the collaboration periods. Like, maybe I show, maybe I don't. You'll never know.
Got to keep you guessing. He knew, and if he didn't know, he should have known, right? He should have known. And, you know, listen, I get it. There's a lot of states. There's a lot of moving parts. But, you know, it's a big deal running for president if you want to be taken seriously and you want to, you know, have a shot to do it. So he could have done something earlier. Wasn't Kanye West late to the party, man? He, like, walked in after the court was closed for some filing. I recall something along those lines last time around.
Kanye on the ballot as a third-party presidential candidate showed up at, like, literally 5:01, and right. The cutoff was 5, and they didn't make it.
And it's not just arbitrary, obviously, as mentioned in Scott Bauer's piece at the AP. You got to send these ballots out to people overseas. So, Phillips, you could have moved a little quicker on this, or invested the money to go get those 8,000 signatures from the different districts here in the state of Wisconsin.
When did Phillips file his lawsuit, Tom? I'm going to defend the man right now. When did he file his lawsuit?
Let's see. So he knew since January 2nd. So he must have filed it like recently, right? Earlier this week?
Said 3 weeks, right? It. January 26th was, I believe, the date. But please verify. I don't want to be wrong on this, Tom.
All right.
So what happened between those two dates, Tom? I don't know if you noticed, but New Hampshire had a primary. And the guy took, what, something like 20% in the New Hampshire primary? And I'm looking at results on the AP site, January 24th, 2024. Now, that would be a pretty rapid response after the guy said, well, damn it, I am viable. I have a reason to not have to go and get 8,000 ballot signatures across 8 congressional districts, 1,000 per district, but not more than 1,500 any given district. What a cumbersome way to qualify for the ballot. And when he first found out January 2nd, sometime early in January, no doubt, but he probably would have had a hard time making the argument that he was a nationally recognized, viable political candidate earlier in January. But once he hit the New Hampshire 20%, I think he had a legitimate argument to make, and he dropped that lawsuit within 48 hours. I would say that was with alacrity after the New Hampshire.
Reporting here from the Wisconsin Examiner, dated January 29th in 2024, that would have been Monday, talks about this being filed.
So what? The Monday following the New Hampshire primary results. Guy saw himself, that was a Tuesday, right, Dom? Guy saw himself take about 20% New Hampshire, felt like he had a valid claim that he is a nationally recognized presidential candidate, and I think he does, and I think that was perhaps a line in the sand. Before New Hampshire, I mean, it would be pretty hard to make the argument he was nationally recognized. But when the first in the nation primary that Joe Biden chose to change and had to be a write-in, he still took 63%, but Phillips took 20. There was recognition of his candidacy on a national level. It was the first in the nation primary. I think he deserves to be on the ballot. And I don't think that this, oh, he's too late, it's almost midnight. Well, guess what? Not until the Wisconsin Supreme Court says he's a pumpkin. So I think he has a valid... His case changed with the New Hampshire primary. Before that, he wouldn't have had a valid case to make.
The dates don't change and the dates were known. And if he was concerned about it, he could have invested in getting the 8,000 petitions signed.
He claims that would have been a $300,000 investment.
Hey, yeah, man, investment. It costs money to get on the ballot. It costs money to run for president. Everything costs money, right? So, yes.
Unless you're absolutely a nationally recognized presidential candidate.
He made the decision not to do that.
Until, either,
to your point.
Until New Hampshire.
I'll agree with that. But he played the game. He decided not to go forward with the signature. He decided to wait. Now, could it still be done? Probably. But there are time frames, and those time frames we did not know in our earlier criticism of this scenario.
No, we did not. Nor had we laid that time frame against the outcome of the New Hampshire primary and the fact that he finally had a valid claim to make that he shouldn't have had to qualify through the more cumbersome and nearly ridiculous 8,000 signature requirement. Because a statewide election, Dom, you can qualify to be governor with 2,000 signatures. You can qualify to run for state legislature in this state with 200 signatures, dude.
Okay, but
8,000 from eight different parts of the state?
Listen, I get it, yes. But everyone knows the rules of the game before you decide to get and play the game. If you're running for state legislature, you know. If you're running for state governor, you know. If you're running for president, you know. Those things are known facts prior to any sort of action. So you can't say, I didn't know. Of course he knew. He decided to take the risk and not invest and hope that he got there, and he got it. But now it's running late, man.
Okay, let's compare and contrast just for a minute here, buddy. And I use that term loosely today. How about the Republican candidates on the presidential primary on the April 2nd? I mean, we got people not even in the race anymore. They didn't go and qualify with 8,000 signatures from eight different congressional districts. Why? What was Vivek Ramaswamy's claim to fame? 7% in Iowa? Yet he is a qualifying person on the Republican GOP ballot.
You know what it takes, Curdy, to be a qualifying person?
To be a nationally recognized candidate.
Or the party to say you are the special bipartisan panel. If they say you're a qualified candidate, then you're a qualified candidate.
So if the Democratic Party says no competition for our incumbent and he goes to sue, well, I think he's got a valid case to make. That's not for me to decide. That's for the 4-3 liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court.
That'll be interesting how that rolls out.
Come back. It's a special day. 7 years ago today. Tell you what, more devils. You on the other side, 844-96.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocate.
We're back at the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us. You can call us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you know what we were doing 7 years ago today? At what, like 7:11 a.m. in the morning?
It was early. It was too early. Yeah,
this music was playing. This music was playing. We came out of the test patterns on WRD 1510 AM, that powerful Waukesha-based daytimer. Our first foray into radio station greatness, Tom. We could no longer just be the radio product that we love being each and every day for you. With the election of Donald Trump and the turning off of the former WXXM, at least as a lefty talk formatted station.
A mic.
Dom, after some back room scrambling, some clandestine meetings, some smoke-filled rooms, and Crudy came out the other side with a radio station. And you and I got up early in the morning, and we were like in that little closet studio slammed right up against Wisconsin Avenue. Big blue
in Milwaukee. Yep.
Scott Walker knows a little something about that. That almost got his ass thrown in the hooscow. But we were the guests, if you will, the contractual guest of Craig Carbison in Good Karma Brands. He now owns WTMJ. And I don't recall that he owned WTMJ at that time. Not when we met him. He hadn't made the big move. He was just an ESPN radio guy. And we joined him there and we had the crappiest little studio. And you used to have to stand like behind the motherboard.
We always made it work, man. You know, that's what we do. We always make it work.
On our second day on the air. So that must have been like Groundhog's Day. His chief of staff came down to our little studio office because we lived in there all day, every day. And we met Fancy Brian that week as well. Very first time, Brian Kelly. He's been a great asset to our team. But Carmazon's chief of staff, Tim, comes down to see me. I hear you guys have been drinking down here. A lot. And
that's a relative, definition.
So we had the little studio room that was like a small walk-in closet that me and you and Fancy Brian all operated out of night and day, basically, for weeks till we got some better tech. And you were drinking tequila like it was water, but you would tuck it in. You would hide it behind our, machine rack, whatever it was.
I didn't have a liquor cabinet.
But what you didn't realize, or maybe you didn't care, is from the other side, there was a glass window. You go in the next room, you're looking at the back of Dom's liquor cabinet. And in two days, Dom, two long-ass days on the air, you drained that little silver bottle of...
It was a little one.
Blanco. And so when Tim said, you guys have been drinking a lot, is that going to be a problem? We'll take interns working around here, he said.
That's fine. We'll take a better spot. That's how we ended up getting to Brady Street, right?
It is. Yeah. While the studios were being built and the deals were being made. Yeah. That was the first station, though. We had to rent this station because nobody told me this because I didn't know. When you buy a radio station, you don't actually get a radio studio generally, because whoever sold you that radio station, either they're going to continue using it or they haven't updated the crap in that studio since 1952. You still got double turntables and an 8-track player. So that's how we started our little foray 70 years ago today, Dom.
7 years. That's crazy, man.
And my life has been nothing but chaos since.
You and me both.
I mean that in all sincerity. This has been the most chaotic 7 years of my life. And, you know, no one I'd rather hang out and spend it with than you. And thank you to my wife, because I think it was 7 years ago today, about that time, that I invested the equity in our home and an SBA loan and all kinds of crazy stuff started happening. The fact that she is still married to me is really a tribute to her, not me. So thanks, baby.
I can't believe she married you in the first place. So yes, well
done. I know. People have been betting against me since since the wedding, dude. You know, if you had the over, it was like over 3 months. People were really betting against us, I think, some of them. You know, the fact that we only had a 3-week courtship and got married within 3 months, I think that kind of shook some of the normals.
Yeah.
But I'd been in love with that woman for at least 3 years. You knew it. I knew it.
I know, man.
She knew it.
Everybody knew it.
Hopefully you've been in love with the Devil's Advocates for 7 years, 5 years. You know, the Madison station in May, it's going to be 5 years on 92.7 FM.
That's hard to believe.
I know, man. When we started this, I got pictures
of
my
heart start. When was the Heartless Radio? When was the mic thing? When did that
February. Start? And let's not forget, we just flipped into February, right? Of 2012. So we are flipping from year 12 to year 13. Of the greatest radio show ever.
Longest job I ever had.
Hopefully it's the only one you didn't hate. Yeah. Let's take a few from our audience, you know, because it's not the same without them. 844-967-2789. Totter Billy from the North Side. How you doing?
Hey, Totter.
Hey, Dom and Crute. Thankfully, Crute is crazy enough to start a radio network to the benefit of all of us, but he's also crazy enough to think that Dean Phillips isn't way too late to the party. He was 6 months too late to declare to make any meaningful impact on the race when he declared.
That's a different argument, sir.
Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer or anybody. It doesn't mean anything. Who cares what Dean Phillips does?
Well, should he be excluded from the Wisconsin ballot because the party doesn't want any competition for the incumbent? Or in light of the fact he garnered 20% of the primary vote in New Hampshire, is he now a nationally recognized political candidate for president? I would say it's different because now he's been on the ballot and he got the votes.
I'd say he should be included because he's way too late to make any meaningful difference or impact on the race. It doesn't.
So you don't think anything. you think he's insignificant? He's a fly to be swatted. You know what Obama used to rub it off his shoulder, right? Just to show, like, I shake it off, right? So you're saying he's insignificant. So who cares? I'm saying
he's significant enough
to be a nationally recognized candidate, and I think he should qualify for that reason.
I'm saying he's too late technically, and he's way too late practically. So why bother? That's what I'm saying.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Totter Billy, yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Tell Phillips that. He knows. He's feeling it.
You know, I'm gonna laugh at that sentiment that too late to the party. When Trump gets convicted and the Republicans are looking to replace their candidate after the nominee's been anointed in Milwaukee. Or it could just all happen at the Pfizer Center one night. I'm sure that won't bring any chaos.
No. Milwaukee, we can handle it.
At least it'll be summer then, Dom.
Yeah. No finer spot in the world than Milwaukee in the summertime. Just don't tell anybody.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. No finer spot to be anytime between 4 and 6 Central Time than listening to your radio or joining us, because that's what we really want you to do. 844-967-2789.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's a matter of time, the expected U.S. retaliation against Iran-backed militants who've been attacking U.S. forces in West Asia.
A senior U.S. official telling me that Pentagon officials believe that the scope of these strikes will send an unmistakable message to the militant groups to stop their attacks on U.S. forces, but others fearing the retaliatory strikes will trigger the exact kind of escalation the administration is trying to avoid. So there has been debate, but the strikes will go ahead, and we have learned that some of the militants are already evacuating their facilities.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Several fatalities reported in the wake of a single-engine airplane crash into a mobile home park in Clearwater, Florida, outside Tampa. With House Republicans stalling on increased military aid for Ukraine, European Union leaders sealed a deal for 50 billion euros to prop up its war-ravaged economy. Hungary dropped weeks of threats to veto the measure. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court told the State Elections Commission not to send the presidential primary ballot to local clerks as they decide whether or not Democrat Dean Phillips should be added as a candidate. Phillips asked the court to intervene last week, saying that he was unfairly left off the ballot. The court needs to decide fast, as ballots need to be sent to military and overseas voters by the 15th. A new governor's task force is looking for solutions to Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. John Ike heads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says the problem is especially bad in the state's smaller communities.
It is harder to make the math work. There's just not enough in the funding pools to pay for this to go away.
The panel aims to offer some solutions in time for work on the next two-year state budget. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and upper 20s in the overnight with a light northeast wind. On Friday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, mid-30s in the late day. Now, we will see more sunshine this weekend. That'll help our temperatures warm up into the lower 40s both days. Right now, it's 31.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Throwback Thursday. 7 years since we launched Resistance Radio, got up early one morning, and it was about that same time that WTMJ was going through some changes. That's a big AM talk radio outfit in Milwaukee.
Yeah, yeah.
But the king, Charlie Sykes, he was the king of the mornings, spelling apparently the prince of the afternoons. And young Dan O'Donnell has become the prince of darkness. Yes, I was thinking along those lines. But, Dom, we've never really cared for this Charlie Sykes character. And he helped create Scott Walker in a big way. And he helped create the atmosphere where neighbors resented neighbors. And the rural people in the state of Wisconsin started resenting urban, metropolitan people. And Wisconsin, to my experience, had never been about neighbors not liking their neighbors, pitting us against one another. Divide and conquer, I think Scott Walker called it. Well, there was a guy that helped do that. His name was Charlie Sykes. And he used to go to bed, or at least I'd be listening to the Brewer game, you know, Bob Uecker taking me late into the ball game. I'd be listening to WTMJ through the static late at night. And I'd wake up the next day, and Charlie Sykes would be on. And he'd seem kind of newsy and sort of friendly. But he was persuasive, and he helped to move the electorate. And Dom, I think at some point, that electorate rose up and bit Charlie Sykes on the ass. Because he didn't realize the monster, or at least he claims he didn't realize the monster they were creating. And the monster is personified in Donald Trump. So Charlie had to change his stripes, right? This once liberal turned conservative talker had to find a new gig. So Charlie Sykes cashed out his right Wisconsin. And, you know, he got his termination deal with WTMJ and he went off, worked for the New York Times, I think, offered some opinion. NPR, I think he did a little radio. And of course, Dom, the most galling of all, as far as I'm concerned, paid contributor to the MSNBC.
Well, don't forget about the Bulwark thing. He did his website thing.
And then he launched his own opinion page. Once again, the Bulwark. New creation about 7 years ago, about right now, Dom. And there's some new news about the Bulwark and your buddy Charlie Sykes. I've only met Charlie face-to-face once. Somewhat gracious, but Earl was there, moderating. Earl often there when I have contentious moments. You know who else was at that little shindig? Robin Voss and his wife. She was very gracious. Actually, Robin Voss, as gracious as I've ever seen him that night, he acted like we were friends.
That's what politicians do.
So
everybody's a friend.
The newest news, apparently, Hope Carnop at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting, Wisconsin commentator turned turncoat, my descriptor, Charlie Sykes leaving the Bulwark anti-Trump website he co-founded. Leaving or cashing out again, Dom? Longtime Wisconsin political commentator and former Milwaukee talk radio host Charlie Sykes announced Wednesday he's leaving the Bulwark, a conservative website that opposes former President Donald Trump. Sykes, 69, Dom, at least he's got a cool age, said February 9th will be his last day of putting out his Morning Shots newsletter and podcast for the Bulwark. A little different than your Morning Shots, buddy. And, of course, he co-founded the Bulwark in 2019. Sykes will remain a contributor for MSNBC. Glad he's still going to be cashing those checks, Dom, where he publishes opinion pieces that take stock of the Republican Party. Here's a quote from Charlie, my buddy. As much as I love putting out a 2,000-word morning newsletter and 6 podcasts a week and having conversations with the smartest and most interesting people around, I sense a little underlying sarcasm there. Like, that seems like work. There's always the risk of being overwhelmed by the sheer volume of idiocracy out there. That's what he claims. In a post on X, you know, the former Twitter, on Wednesday, Sykes said he will continue writing and offering commentary, but at a somewhat more measured pace. Semi-retirement? Just going where it pays? A little bit more And this was quite interesting. This was reminiscent. Here's part of the throwback Thursday part-time. This reminded me of Scott Fitzgerald, this statement made by Charlie Sykes. Sykes added he's looking forward to accessing that part of my brain that is not Trump, Trump, Trump. Sykes became one of Wisconsin's most prominent conservative figures in the Never Trump movement. The former president looks likely to again become the party's nominee in 2024. So how's that working for you, Charlie? 844-967-2789. What's your thoughts on Charlie Sykes, Dom?
You know, he's been a long time in radio. I'll give him that. 69. That's fine. I think he's very successful at maximizing his opportunities. I'll give him credit for that.
Are you calling him an opportunist? Leaving, is that a backhanded compliment?
I mean, he got out of the radio when it was getting too hot because how much did he play in? Again, Milwaukee, Wisconsin is one of the biggest right-wing talk radio markets in the country, right? Curdy, you know the numbers better than me.
Oh, he was huge. Right? He did it for 23 years.
Yeah, a big part of that. And you know, fomenting this angst and again, you got it. I don't know how you're supposed to do the radio show. I try to have a good time. That's what I like to do. Seems like Charlie was up, it's about, riling up the base. And if you do that for that long and giving opportunities for guys like Scott Walker, for guys like Ron Johnson to come up and get elected and bring with that all that kind of crazy. And then boom, he's out. Well, I'm out, do the bulwark, do some hits pieces and get on MSNBC and da 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 da.
Good work, right? If you can get it, Dom.
Right, right. I mean, good timing, no doubt. I mean, all those things that you helped create are boiling over just in time for you to get out and go be on the television, right?
Well, and enrich oneself for explaining what created and fomented this. Yes. Sort liberal of turned scenario
turned anti-conservative, whatever, principled, whatever, 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 dude. And then now, right before the 2024 election, and here we go. It's going to be a crap show here in Milwaukee, where he used to originate from. Right. He's going to semi-retire and, do more of the TV hits. If I could get paid and do the same thing, I don't blame him. But I think it's, you can't forget what got you there. And if you look around, you look at the wake behind you, I think there's some things to be critical of.
You would say he contributed to the idiocracy that now exists.
I would absolutely say that. Absolutely.
844-967-2789. Matt from Johnson Creek. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Fun. I love the trip down memory lane. I still remember when I was listening to you guys back in 2016, and then all of a sudden I flipped the radio on one day, and it's Christmas songs. And I remember...
Giving me PTSD, man!
Yeah, well, do you remember, I swear I saw I'll call it a hit piece, where there was kind of a troll job where they said the liberal talk show in Madison has been replaced. They tried to call it a Christian network, right? Like, they tried to claim that because they were playing Christmas music right after, that you guys have been replaced by a Christmas or a Christian network, like a music thing. And I'm like, that's not what, that one really irked me. I will say that the only silver lining was that I did get to listen to Sly more in the afternoon until he was, deplatformed a year or two later. And now he doesn't have his talk show, but he was a nice foil to Vicky McKenna. So I'm glad you guys are still here. I've been listening since way back in the day.
Well, right on, man. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate all that, except all the love for the other guy. I met a guy today and appreciate your contribution, Matt. And, we can all reminisce for a minute. I met a guy today. I hope he's listening for the very first time. I'm going to call him Nine-Toe Dan. Nine-Toe Dan. And I call him that because Dan has nine toes. And I know this because he showed me the picture of the toe he used to have, or at least the missing part. Really? And he said, that's an improvement, because he was worried he's going to lose the whole lower leg. And me and this guy talked for like an hour today. And, Dan's talking about his health. And Dan seemed like the perfect patient for medical marijuana to me. And, you know, I'll set that aside because I don't want to throw Dan under the bus. You might know Nine-Toe Dan. There's only so many of them out there. But, you know, we had this conversation. He used to be a working man. He asked me, you know, you guys ever get drug tested down where you work? I said, thank God, no. I said, it's kind of a pre-requirement of working here as far as I'm concerned. And at least, you know, when it was Crudy Incorporated, these corporate times, they are changing. But, you know, we had sort of a different standard for the kind of people we had working with us, Dom. But it was very interesting to meet someone out there. And I think this guy shares our politics, Dom. Nine-Toe Dan, I think he's going to be a regular because, you know, people are craving something out there in the world. They're craving human connection. Yep. And I think they're also craving the truth and information. I know I was. There was a reason I got on the radio. And the craziest thing to me, dude, is you've come with.
I know.
I mean, here we are 12 years later, and there you are. 406, who knew? Dom would keep showing up.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I think all a little shocked, and, quite frankly.
Well, you and me both. Human connection, certainly. Yes, absolutely. The truth, yes. But credibility, man. You know, character. And I think that, you know, here I am all these years later talking to him like my old man. Because these things do matter.
You and kids today!
You know, character. To me, character matters. To me, credibility matters. If you're wrong about things over and over again, if you're just making stuff up, it's real hard for me to take you seriously. You know, when maybe at some point you do have something honest and important to say, but I'm going to discount it because of all the other crazy stuff you've said and done.
It's like crying wolf in your opinion, Dom.
Exactly. So yes, I hope we bring a little bit of that and a little bit of fun. Cause I mean, who wants to just hear the bashing all day long? You got to have a good time.
You know, if we didn't have fun doing this, man, there's no way we would have.
Oh, no way, man. No way.
It's the funnest part of my day most days. Most days. With my clothes on. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Well, thanks a lot, guys, because I wanted to talk about Biden and the economy, and you brought up Charlie Sykes.
You're welcome. What do you say?
Sorry if we were picking topics you didn't agree with, Dick. We might get Biden in hour two, man. You can stick around, but please go now.
Okay, but I can't call. I throw up in my mouth every time I hear that clown on MSNBC. I mean, here's the guy that incubated all of this, all of it, and then he stands back and he's on Morning Joe from time to time and you know, this is just horrible and all this stuff. And then you're like, wait a minute. Did you guys do any research on this clown? He brought you this. And now that it's here, he tries to walk away from it like he had nothing to do with it. It drives me insane to see the man on MSNBC.
Dick, you know, there's a certain part of the media population that would strive to find the reasonable never Trump conservatives and drag right. them over and to MSNBC. You don't think that's a good enough reason to put Charlie on the boob tube and pay the guy?
No. Well, the guy's too long ago. Maybe he's dead. How about David Gergen? Remember him?
How about Crudy or Dom? We're available.
But, I mean, the guy contributed to, or he worked in the Clinton White House for crying out loud, and he was a conservative Republican. But Charlie Sykes?
I'm sorry, Dick. I was going to say, we always prefer the company of a workhorse like Bill Press.
Yeah, we do love some. We got to get Bill on again. Dick, appreciate the call. Totally get the point. I think there are some principled, many principled anti-Trumpers out there. But, you know, Charlie seems to be the one that, as you mentioned, kind of fomented this from the start.
I'm not a fan. More devils. Hopefully you're a fan of us.
Trump.
Pants.
Trump.
Pants.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a big year for the Fox Cities Chamber.
Everything we do will have the 150th incorporated in it.
Chamber Executive VP of Marketing, Laura Wiegert, joined Mino and the mayor to celebrate and share some history.
There was a Menasha Chamber, a Nina Chamber. They merged. The Appleton-Nina-Menasha Chambers merged in 1976.
Wiegert says events will be happening all year to take a look back at the Fox Cities and look forward to more success for the area.
We just want to tell our story. For us, that's a big
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Because as the mayor said, people just don't know what chambers do and who they are. And we want people to know how we impact the community.
Congratulations on 150 years. You can learn more about the anniversary at foxcitieschamber.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. You can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love participating. Love when you participate. We always participate. You don't always, but many of you do. 844-967-2789. Throwback Thursday edition. Reminiscent 7 years ago today, Diamond Crew went live with Resistance Radio. Some of you remember. The rest of you, you know, we'll tell you about it. 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Hey, stranger. I hear you calling other shows, but you don't call us much anymore.
Well, that's because I'm listening to all of the great things you have to say, because you're the greatest radio show ever with the greatest personalities ever. You guys just keep it going. I mean, hey, you just can't miss a show. I don't always have to be mouthing off. I like to listen, too, because you guys are just great. And we're really blessed in our state to have you guys. I remember when I learned about you from some people that work for Senator Feinholt. And I was just so excited because we didn't have anything like you on our side of the state. And so, like, you know, it's a gift that keeps on giving every day.
Now, Jeannie, do you put us on the radio on 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire when you're up driving?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. How does it sound? Pretty shiny.
Sounds really good, except there have been a couple times where I tried to call and I didn't know where I could call, where we were getting some loud stations on both sides of you guys, but maybe your signal wasn't as well, but that hardly ever happens.
You better not call Crudy on that stuff, because I'll lose my mind. That's the kind of stuff that keeps me up at night, Jeannie.
I know, radio nerd, Crudy.
Well, they usually fix it, though, so and they're usually aware of it, but, you know, sometimes I just want to make sure in case no one called in, but that doesn't happen very often. I want you to know that, but when it does, I get nervous because we don't want to lose you as our radio station. Guys, you're outstanding. Keep up the great work. We're really blessed to have you.
Thanks, Jeannie. Really appreciate you listening. And once upon a time, you know, like back in the day, broke-ass Crudy radio, if we were off the air, it's probably because Crudy couldn't pay the power bill. Or forgot one or the other.
I mean, it takes a lot of money to keep those things powered.
Oh, 23,000 watts? All day long?
All you hear is the hum, you know, water leaking in. Don't worry, the bucket will catch it. You're fine. Terrible.
Those were the good days. You didn't know it. When you look back, you're going to say, those were the good old days. 844-967-2789. Troy from Mount Horrible, Wisconsin. How you doing, Troy?
Hey, Troy.
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Excellent, sir.
Good.
I like Mount Horb. I graduated from the fine high school there.
I've heard you say that. Congratulations and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
And I just needed to say that every time I see Charlie Sykes on MSNBC, I turn it off, and then I go until I got
kicked off of Twitter. I go on to Twitter and I tell them I'm shutting you guys off because you put Charlie Sykes on. And I say, ask him about his views on unions. Because being a former corrections officer, I know all about his views on unions. But it wasn't very good.
Troy, he was not exactly supportive of the working stiff, of the union people here in the state of Wisconsin. He was very much a supporter of Scott Walker's Act 10, was he not, Troy?
Hello?
Yeah, we lost you for half a second there, Troy, but I was saying... I think we're losing you, Troy. Appreciate your contribution, though. 844-967-2789. I'll say what is obvious. When yes. Scott Walker was attacking the public sector unions, Charlie Sykes was cheerleading. You rah rah. Winker is the best. 844-967-2789. Jeff from Menominee Falls. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, guys. Sorry about that. Do I have to talk about Charlie Sykes, or can I ask a question about Joe Biden real quick?
Sure.
I was just wondering, do you guys think Joe Biden should run again, or someone should run? And he's kind of accomplished in a number of things, and he is getting a little older. Now, I think he could be great, and I'm confident that Trump is going to lose. I was just wondering if perhaps someone might might step in and run, you know, kind of pick up where he left off.
Jeff, appreciate it, man, but take care of that cough. I'm going to let you walk the plank for a change. What's your thought?
Yeah, I'll walk the plank. No, Jeff, I mean, I think it's his decision to make, right? He has done a lot. This administration has accomplished a lot, especially considering the circumstances. It's certainly much better than the last administration, in my humble opinion. I think there's, you know, it's more than just the president. There's the team. There's the philosophy. There's the communications. There's a lot of parts that go into it. But no, I don't think, short of any health thing going on between now and then, and of course, at actuarial tables are there at that age, those things can happen, both with him and Trump. Trump's only a few years younger than Biden. But no, man, I think he's in it. And I think especially if it's against Donald Trump. I mean, Biden said himself, Jeff, if Donald Trump wasn't running, he didn't know if he would be running. No, that kind of says something right there. And Biden, when he initially ran, remember, he didn't run because of the death of his son. So it wasn't the right time for him before. And then what?
Charlottesville.
Thank you. Happened. And, you know, for the soul of American. And if one thing Joe Biden is, you can feel his empathy. It makes you believe that he's feeling that. I feel your pain kind of a thing. Right. But I think that's legitimate. I'm buying it when Joe does that.
Let's try to get it. I was going to say one more caller in before we go ahead. Short on time here. Mark from the SAC, you've been patient. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Well, Scott Walker sucked in the past. He sucks today, and he'll always suck. I mean, it's for Scott
Wanker.
Walker. I mean, the good old wanker. And you had to play that clip from Scott Fitzgerald. I'll hold my, because that's pretty PG-17, my comment on where I think that came up from. But I mean, that. We got to keep up the good fight, and I love you, Jeannie, and Eau Claire. Keep on calling in, because I hear you on all the shows, too.
We love all the audience. Mark, love you, man. We appreciate your contribution always. We love our audience, 844-967-2789.
Coming back, hour two, guess who's broke? It's not just Trump.
No?
And I don't mean morally broke, although that would also apply. I mean
right. The
entire RNC, man. They're not good shepherds of their money. They got a little cash crunch coming, Dom. What a great
revenue
year to have
problem.
Well, you know, it's not like it's an election year or anything. Come back a happier, happy hour, Thursday style. It's almost the weekend.
Yeah.
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey everybody, this is Todd Allball. At noon on Friday, Trigvi Olsen is in the host chair. Don't miss it. Gonna be a great show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CB Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cannon.